The podcast you're about to listen is brought to you by Pastime Agency, empowering businesses with intelligent automation, transforming workflows with AI-driven solutions. Before you listen to the podcast, it is important to note that the analysis presented is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The data and recommendations provided are based on market analysis, but should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. Investing in the financial markets carries significant risks, including potential loss of principal investment, market volatility and pricing fluctuations, economic, political, and currency risks, liquidity risks, tracking error risks for index funds. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Always conduct your own research and consult with qualified financial advisors before making investment decisions. The numerical data provided represents analytical estimates and may not reflect actual real-time market conditions.
Welcome to the Money Mosaic for Sunday, January 12th, 2025. As we dive into the new year, several key trends are shaping the UK alternative investment landscape. Let's start with the growing inclination towards alternative assets.
That's right. Investors are increasingly seeking diversification and enhanced returns, which is why alternative assets such as private debt, private equity, and real estate are expected to play a more significant role in client portfolios in 2025.
Another sector that's catching attention is the UK peer-to-peer lending market. This market is forecast to continue its growth, albeit at a more moderate pace, with projected revenues reaching new highs.
Yes, and the P2P lending market offers attractive returns, particularly through property-backed loans. Platforms like LoanPad and Crowd Property have shown stable returns with very low default rates, making them highly recommended 2-5.
Sustainable finance is also on the rise, with environmental, social, and governance ESG factors becoming integral to investment strategies. Over 50% of hedge funds are expected to integrate ESG criteria by 2025, reflecting a broader shift towards sustainable finance.
Geopolitical tensions and economic uncertainties continue to influence the investment environment. Investors need to be cautious and adapt their strategies to capitalize on niche and specialist market segments for.
Moving on to specific sectors, real estate investment trusts, REITs, in the UK have shown resilience with stable property prices despite economic uncertainties. The regulatory environment has been supportive, maintaining investor confidence for.
Green energy funds are another area of interest due to ESG trends and government initiatives. These funds offer potential for high returns, but come with higher risk and volatility.
Private equity investments in the UK have performed strongly, especially in niche and specialist segments. However, they come with high volatility and significant risk, making them suitable for long-term investors with high risk tolerance.
Venture capital opportunities are highly volatile but offer high potential returns. These investments require patient and high-risk tolerant investors, as they are typically long-term.
Finally, art and collectible investments remain highly variable and risky. These are only advisable for highly diversified and long-term focused portfolios due to their illiquidity and subjective valuations for.
For our listeners, here are some key recommendations. For peer-to-peer lending platforms, we recommend a buy with a potential 3-month growth scenario of 2% to 3%. For REITs, we suggest a hold given their stable performance. Green energy funds and private equity sectors are recommended for long-term investors, while venture capital opportunities are best for those with high risk tolerance, 4-5.
Before we close, remember that each investor should conduct their own risk assessment and consult with a financial advisor if necessary. Past performance is not a guarantee of future success.
Thanks for joining us today on the Money Mosaic. Don't forget to tune in daily during the week for our Forex market analysis every morning and evening, as well as our additional portfolio updates in the mornings. We'll see you next Sunday.
Until then, happy investing.